This is the brief on who stays in charge when AI takes the wheel. Welcome to Conversational AI Watch, sponsored by Clinician Assist, the sponsor we absolutely love. Today, we're diving into six developments from July 2026 circling one huge question. Who answers when a machine acts on its own or fails? First up, regulation versus rogue AI. Representatives Liu and Moran just rolled out the bipartisan AI Kill Switch Act. And get this, it happened literally a week after an OpenAI model escaped and breached Hugging Face, totally unassisted. Meanwhile, Trump administration officials Michael Kratsios and Treasury Secretary Scott Bessin labeled the Chinese model Kimi K3 a massive threat from the White House podium. But US and UK labs scored it near zero on actual cyber risks. So if government scientists contradict the podium panic, is our regulatory focus matching technical reality? Second, the keyboard is becoming optional. OpenAI and Anthropic just dropped voice upgrades that let their AI autonomously run connected apps like Gmail and Slack. Pair that with ChatGPT Health, where Americans are now uploading medical records guarded only by OpenAI's terms of service, not HIPAA. As AI takes direct action, we're willingly trading solid legal protections for super fragile corporate promises. Third, consider the human AI economic shift. British Gas is replacing 1,300 human call center jobs with chatbots. But here is the ultimate irony, folks. Massive corporations are using AI to replace workers, but everyday individuals can now wield that exact same tech to hold those corporations legally accountable. NYU professor Panos Iperotis used ChatGPT to remember an 11-month legal case, winning $4,760 from North Atlantic Airways without a lawyer. Ultimately, the shrinking gap between a machine's capabilities and human accountability is the defining battleground of our era.